and its people and your neighborhood. Good morning, everybody. Right now I am joined by none other than Mayor Steve Harding. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Will. Just great. Glad to be here again and catch up the community on what's been going on in the capital city of Pier. It's a busy time for sure. Everything's
really
getting rolling now.
That's
with
right.
This nice weather.
It is the season.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, we're right on top of Oahe Days here this weekend. You know, and that's been a citywide celebration for a number of years now. The city doesn't have a lot of involvement other than infrastructure type things, you know, tables and making sure electricity is. I'm going to talk about mosquito spraying here in a little bit, but making sure that everything's sprayed down there and so it's enjoyable for the whole community. The weather looks pretty good overall. You know, there's just be a lot of activity down there. One of the things that is included in Oahe Days is the run with the govs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Trail of Governors Committee has worked very, very hard over the last several years and coming up with bronze statues for all of our governors. I believe there's 31 governors now that have been placed. And they came up with a fundraiser for the Trail of Governors, and it's called Run with the Govs. And Ann Schwartz and Tiffany Sanderson have been the event organized. This is their seventh annual one. And like I say, the city's involvement, we get to give all the governors a bath and get them cleaned up. And we make sure everybody can get across Sioux Avenue safely and in the tunnel that they go down through under Sioux Avenue, make sure that's all cleaned up. And it's a 3-mile, they call it a run. You know, you can run it as fast as you want, or you can walk with your kids, and you can take a stroller. They'd prefer no bicycles. It's strictly, there'll be a lot of people. So just on a safety aspect that, you know, bring your family down, and some run, some walk, some bring the strollers, and it's just a great event. It's a nice little fundraiser for the Trail of Governors. So that starts at, 8:30 tomorrow morning, Saturday, June 15th, and you can register right up to the time that everybody takes off. So it's $35 registration fee, and like I say, that goes towards the maintenance of the statues and the long-term things that they look at. So keep that in mind as far as the Oahe Days events. Another thing from the cities, and this Rollins Library will be down at the Oahe Days down there. They'll have a tent set up down there, and people can stop by and visit with the, everybody that are man in the booth down there, and they can sign up for library cards right there on the spot. And Joanne from the Children's Library, she's the children's librarian, and she'll be there as well helping kids make a bow tie for Dad for Father's Day. That's coming up on Sunday. And sharing information about the summer reading program. And the summer reading program will get started here pretty quickly. And I think that runs into a couple weeks into September.
Yeah.
So that's always a well-attended thing for the kids. So take in everything. Tonight and tomorrow down at Oahe Days. It's always a lot of different vendors will be down there. And, you know, I just recently came back from the USS Pier christening down in Mobile, Alabama. That's the shipyard. The Navy's building a new littoral combat ship, it's called. And I attended the christening down there, and that's when they take the bottle of champagne, they break it on the hull of the boat. Ship, I should say. It's a ship. And it actually was not in the water. We actually sat right underneath the hull of the ship.
Really?
There's about 200 people there. It's in a huge, huge building. Now, the USS Pier is over 400 feet long, so it's you couldn't fit, and the width is land two MH-60 helicopters on there. That the size of one of those is kind of like about the size of the one that you see flying to pick up the President of the United States, size of helicopter. So it's a big ship, and that was just an awesome thing. I told I've told several people, I wish the whole community of Pierre could have been there to see that, because it's really a historical thing for the city of Pierre. They'll put the city of Pierre's namesake worldwide. You know, that ship
Absolutely.
Will be all over the place. So that was exciting. So one of the things that, you know, we've been talking about the USS Pierre for a couple of years now. It isn't in the water yet, but now after that christening, then the she will go to sea then, and a year of sea trials there, and the shipbuilders, the crew, the engineers, the designers, all of the folks that had a part in that will take the ship to sea. And they'll run it through every test imaginable to make sure everything's working correctly, and then they'll bring it back, and then next year, about this time, will be the commissioning. That's when the United States Navy actually takes charge, takes ownership of the ship, and it joins the naval fleet. Now, that won't be taken. Mobile, Alabama is the shipyard. That's not a naval port, but it's a shipyard. So the USS Pierre will be home ported at the naval base out in San Diego, is where it'll be. Will be its port. So the commissioning will either take place at the naval base in San Diego or in Santa Barbara, but it's looking like probably San Diego. So that's a really exciting thing. We'll have a USS Pierre area down at the Oahe Day, so stop by, visit, gather some more information. We'll have pictures of it and all the information. We're selling USS Pierre hats and pins and so stop by the booth down there and find out some more information on that. That'll be a fun time down there.
I've been looking forward to Oahe Day since I moved here back in November.
Yeah, you know, it's a good opportunity for you know, new folks to come down, meet a lot of the peer vendors will be there. And there's just a lot of people and a lot of activities going on, and a good opportunity to visit with old friends and neighbors and people in Pierre. And we get a lot of outside area, Central South Dakota folks coming in too, because there's a lot of activities going on. So, yeah, you have a few minutes or a few hours, swing by, because it'll be a fun, lots of activities for the kids. And if you go out to OahiDays.com, they'll, you know, there's a schedule of events for you to take a look at on what's going on. Lots of different bands. I can't say what the name of them all are, but there'll be lots of good music, and it'll just be a great time. So
yeah, free music.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's the best part.
That's the best part. I talked about spraying for mosquitoes a little bit earlier. It's a three-way front that for the city of Pierre when we talk about mosquitoes. First of all, we do treat the turf, so we'll treat the grassy area down there in the park, and as well as all around, you know, all of the parks in the city get treated turf-wise. It's not harmful to kids or animals or anything, so you can still take your dogs and your kids down, and it's just fine. Then we also fog the neighborhoods, and we typically do that late at night when the mosquitoes really come out. You know, it's kind of when they start coming out at dusk. And we fog through the neighborhoods, and if there's an area, we try and get to all the neighborhoods, but if there's a particular area that you're noticing, you know, give the city a call, 7407. And give the city a call, and we can say, you know, they're really thick up here, we can't sit outside at night, then we can, you know, fog that area, get it on the schedule to get fogged. So, and then we try and eliminate standing water, and then we treat the larva in the standing water. You know, there's places around the community that just, you know, there's a lot of water around Pierre, period. And, you know, we ask that folks in the city to help us out there. You know, if we got a bucket that's been outside and it's got standing water in it, you know, empty those out, tire swings, tires around, any standing water that you have on your property, empty that out, because, you know, thousands of mosquitoes are hatched from just standing water. It doesn't take much water, and they can, you know, lay their larvae there, and they'll you'll have mosquitoes pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we continue on all the construction project. I know up there on Highland Avenue around the Catholic Church, we're getting that finalized. But we appreciate everybody's patience as we get that construction work done throughout the summer. And we try and let people in the neighborhood know we're going to be coming through and when that's going to be, and try during the commission meetings to put that information out so people are well informed, and they may need to change their route for a week or 10 days while we get that work done. But
yeah.
We've been busy getting that finished. So that's kind of where we're at. And we're going to keep going full speed ahead. The new pool is open, and that's been a tremendous success. We've averaged over between 500 and 600 kids a day in that pool.
Wow.
And it's just been amazing. There's lots of lost and found things. You know, there's goggles,
sure.
And there's sandals and a lot of towels. So if if the kids get home, they don't have their towel or their goggles, go back down there. There's quite a few of those. So we don't throw them away. So if the kids left something there, they're just go down, ask to look through the lost and found.
Yeah.
So it's just been a tremendous success. And everybody, I've even had some younger kids come and thank me for getting that done. Finally, that was a long wait. So that's exciting to have that done, and that they'll serve Pierre for decades in the future.
Absolutely.
Yep. So that's kind of what we've been doing and where we're at, Will. And we'll be back in 2 weeks and give everybody another update.
Well, sounds great. Well, have a good weekend. Maybe I'll see you at Oahe Days this weekend at some point.
Yep, you bet. I'll be down there. I'll be just walking around, visiting with people, and I'll be at the USS Pier booth for quite a bit. There's also, I'm in a member of the car club, so we're going to have a car show from 5 to 7 tonight down there in that parking lot right by the causeway. So come down, look at some very nice hot rods and reconditioned cars, and there'll be a lot going on.
That's right. Well, have a good day then.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you, Will.